Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all the promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Don't make a way. I know that the Lord will make a way.
The Lord will make a way. Somehow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and I am so overjoyed and elated about today's show. I want to say first and foremost, giving all honor and glory to God, because it is through Him that I live and I have my very being. You were just listening to The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow by Frank Henderson, and he will be one of our special guests today in our second segment. Today's show is off the hook, off the chain. We have Esther Taylor. You know, she's on the go. And in our second segment, we have Pastor Frank. He's doing it big. So they do all that they do unto the glory of God. And our first segment, as I just said, we have a dynamic lady that is on fire for the kingdom. I met her about a year ago. Her name is Esther Taylor. She's known as The Interviewer. She hosts a weekly radio show entitled Go Gospel on KTYM, which is phenomenal. She has a heart of gold. She's very humble. I am so honored to call this woman my friend. Anything that her hands find to do, she does those to further advance the kingdom. When you look at ministry, ministry is who she is. So we're going to bring on the line our very, very special guest, my friend Esther Taylor. Hey, Esther.
Hey, Wanda and Market Ministry listeners, bless you. I like that intro.
Hey, you know, sometimes when you tell the truth, it is just so easy, Esther.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, so Wanda. Look, I could say the same about you, and often we can't do that, but I thank God for that.
Oh, absolutely. Were you liking that song, Esther? Were you getting your swag on?
All right. Not only was I getting my swag on, I was writing down the information.
You say, you're going to bring him on your show, Esther?
Oh, all right, all right.
Because we know that you make things happen for the kingdom. Now, this is a standard marketing ministry question. I ask everyone who is ever on this show the same question because, you know, at Marketing Ministries, we are marketing ministry, and we're doing everything to advance the kingdom. So tell our listeners, what does ministry mean to you?
For me, Wanda, it really means serving others. You know, whether you're serving up the word or serving up a plate of food, you know, to me it really means serving and being able to be a blessing to others. That's what I pray to God. That's my prayer every morning before I get up, is that He gives me somebody to bless. I mean, I know the blessings flow through Him. I just thank Him for using me as a vessel. And I just believe we should be willing to be there for one another. Amen. And just reach out and touch somebody.
Amen. Now, as I was telling the listeners, you host a weekly radio show on KTYM, which is a 1460 out of Los Angeles, California, one of the only 24/7 terrestrial AM gospel stations in LA. Tell us a little bit about Go Gospel, the radio show.
Well, Go Gospel, I was helping a pastor at a small church, you know, because sometimes we're at our church, but, you know, you go and you help somewhere else, too. And one day someone had asked her to do a radio show, one of the other ministers that we knew. And so I went to the radio show with her, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. I had been doing TV, but I went and I said, this is really something. I really liked it from the minute I sit down there, and I just thought I was there just to keep her company, right? And the next thing I know, she just pushed me in it too. And after that, I left out, and I guess about maybe 6 months later, it just kept staying on my mind, and I just went on in, and I did it, even though, you know, how sometimes the enemy wants to say, you can't do this, how you going to do this? And I just went on. I said, if He's going to be picking at me that much, it must be a blessing in it. And that was the whole goal of going in there. So I went in there. We started Go Gospel Radio, and I met people like you. I've had the opportunity to meet some great people. And Go Gospel was set up in order for people who could not afford to go other places and be on the radio, and they needed a media to say what they were doing for God. That was what Go Gospel Radio was set up for, so they would have an opportunity to come there if they, you know, you don't have to be some big name, you know, to get on the radio. If you're doing something for God, you got music, you rapping, whatever it was you were doing for God, you bring it to Go Gospel. If it was for him, we put it there. So that's what Go Gospel was put in place for.
And how did you come up with the title Go Gospel?
That's just it. You know it, Wonder, we always on the go. Always special. So many other different things that we were doing, you know, and going out. We go to different outreaches. We do events in the park. Just always going, you know, and wherever people need us. I ask God this year especially, I say, expand our territory and stretch us into places where we're not comfort. Take us out of our comfort zone. And so now it's really starting to go and grow. And we just going all the time, you know, reaching out to people for what they need. If they call us to come to something, we're there regardless to what it is. Like I said, as long as it's for the kingdom, building up the kingdom and souls, we're willing to be there.
Now, Esther, who are some of the people that you had the opportunity to interview? Because we know you're known as an interviewer. You have this special technique. So who are some of the people that you had the opportunity to interview on Go Gospel? And who has been, this is a two-part question, who has been your most favorite interview?
Let me see. I have interviewed so many people, Wanda, on the radio. I have to make sure I get it straight because I don't want to mix up the TV and the radio, because in doing TV, I've interviewed quite a few people, and let me think back on some of the people. I've interviewed Kirk Franklin, Yolanda Adams, Faye Moss, Donald Lawrence, Dr. Bobby Jones. Now, I know some of those are TV too, you know, and it's, I have so many, Wanda. Praise God.
I know. That's a blessing, girl. If you came and told me, well, you know, I really haven't interviewed anybody, I think I would have to mute your line. Esther, we don't want to hear that.
I know. It was such a blessing. I mean, like I said, in meeting you, you know, because you've done so much for Go Gospel, and I just, at least now I have the time to tell you again, thank you so much, you know, because a lot of my artists that I've been able to interview have come through you. You know what I'm saying? That's a blessing right there. Like I said, with the TV show, too, I interview quite a few people, and you know how I am, Wanda. I just do it. You know, I just thank God that he set it up in place for me to do it, because there was people who said that, you know, nobody knows you. You know, you're not going to be able to do this, and you're not going to be able to do that. And I tell everybody, don't let people sway you, because there's nothing about me in and of myself that said I should be able to do some things that I've been able to do, some of the doors that open. But it's just God, like he sent you, okay? You're an angel in my life, amen? And that's how I look at things. And as far as, like I said, who I've interviewed, whoever it is, it doesn't matter to me whether they're on the top of the charts or at the bottom of nowhere that nobody else knows, you know, they're still interviewable to me.
Amen. And that's what I love about you, Esther. To our listeners, this woman has a heart of gold, and I know that everything that you do for the glory of God. And whatever I can do to assist you, it's my pleasure, because you're my sister. And from the first time that our paths met, we just had this covenant connection. And I know that there's no devil in hell that can do anything about that.
Amen.
And so I am thankful for you, and I know that this is your season and this is your time, because you really do have the gift of helps and the gift of servitude. You know, you do so many things. You know, I can't keep up with you, Esther. I get tired when I just listen to you, because I say, I can't do all that, because you are always on the go. Now, tell our listeners a little bit about your television show, because you do a television show hosted on Time Warner.
Yeah, that comes on every Sunday at 6:30 on Channel 36 here in Los Angeles. Well, I'm in the outer skirts, like Cerritos, the different smaller cities that's surrounding L.A. A lot of my shows are done there. But that started, Wanda, I was doing meetings for women, and someone from Time Warner happened to see me, and he told me, he said, you should do TV. And I mean, that was the furthest thing from my mind. And so I said, well, you know what, I'll just try it. And so I went on, I stepped out of my comfort zone, and I went and tried it and found that I love that too. But prior to that, someone had took me to Celebration of Gospel to interview with them. Now, grant you, I had never done interviews, so that was something. So I went on, and then that's where they were telling me there too, saying, well, if everybody passes you up, don't worry about it. Don't let your feelings be hurt. But instead, that day I ended up interviewing, I think, Bonita Bynum, I believe it was. I know Steve Harvey was one of the people. And even though I was nobody that anybody knew, I still had those opportunities. That's why I tell everybody, you know, nobody can tell you what you can't do, because nothing's impossible for God. And if he has something for you to do, then it's going to be done. So don't let people sway you, because it's not like I, you know, was a beauty queen or, you know, weighing 10 pounds or any of that. You know, God used me even in the midst of what was going on in my life physically with my body. He still let me do that. And when I was there, I went on and I had done something for somebody at an event. They needed some help. And praise God, I got another friend to help me. And we didn't charge. I mean, you know, often people get on you for that. How come you could be making all this money? You know, that realizing that first you need to check and see what somebody's prayer is. My prayer was to be a blessing. So I'm not looking for the money part. The ministry is first, and God has taken the money. You know, the ministry is first, and God has taken care of the business part of it. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just by stepping out on faith. So it ended up that I did something for them. Apparently, somebody at their church was the manager to somebody else who was big. And so that next year when I stepped out on faith and went to Celebration of Gospel on my own, this person came straight to look for TaylorMade TV, which is the name of the TV show. And from there, people started to walk past people and just walk up to me, Wanda, and ask me, would you like to interview Donna Lawrence? Would you like to interview Fred Hammond? Would you like to do this? And I've been going now for the last, well, I guess 5 years. And I've owned the red carpet for BET. And I just thank God for that I get that opportunity.
Amen. And that goes to show people that, you know, we always say that favor ain't fair, but really, in quoting Lisa McClendon last week, favor is fair, because when you're obedient to God and he knows your heart and you are staying true to the vision that he has given you, he will certainly open up doors that only he can open, and he will close those that only he can close. So your life and your ministry is really a testament to that, that, you know, because you are so obedient, God has opened up many doors on your behalf that most people in radio, it takes years to get.
Oh, and that's so true, one. And that's why we always got to tell people, you know, don't listen to people. Surround yourself with positive people. Amen. One of my pastors at the church said, I learn something from everybody I meet, either what I do want to be like or what I don't want to be like. And, I, you know, I heard that, and I just kind of held on to it, you know, because we need to encourage one another. We always need to be telling the truth, but we still need to encourage one another. And people just have to hold on to the fact that if God gave you a desire in your heart, do not give up on it. I had no idea that I even wanted to do radio or TV. But circumstances put me into things only for me to find out that I am walking in something that I love to do.
And you do it well. Now, what are some of the other things that you have going on or that are upcoming for you?
Well, let me see. Right now, Wanda, I do Bible study at the senior home which when I get through with this interview, I'll be running over there to them. I help in a ministry called Disciples on the Move. They're doing something at Venice Beach. So my job is to go downtown and get all the people on the bus so we can see. Last year they had over 2,000 people. And so we get people. Is that awesome? And Judith
McCallister, that is awesome.
She comes and she performs. You know, everybody just comes in. They have baptism in the ocean, which is something to see. You know, and the first time you get somebody to accept Christ and they go down there and get baptized, that was the most humbling thing that has ever happened to me. Amen. And so I also have a ministry called Socks and Things, where $5 buys 12 pair of socks. And so we get socks and we go to downtown Los Angeles, Long Beach, Santa Monica, and give out socks and things like that. These are things that bless me. You know, I know we're going to bless other people, but wonder when you see the look on somebody's face when you give them something. We had a ministry where we go and feed, and I had a man to tell me, he said, the next time I came, he told me, he said, that day that you came and gave us that sack lunch, he said, I was contemplating suicide. He said, but when you had us to lunch and you sit down and you spent time with us, he said, it changed everything. So of everything we do, I'm almost in tears. But
me
it,
too.
It's such a blessing. I know it's such a blessing. It's so humbling. I mean, you see something. Well, pair of socks, who would think? I was in Big Lots, and I was just coming out, and I heard socks. Well, Disciples on the Move, this ministry that we help now, my friend who got killed, we worked together, and it was his dream to go out in downtown, and it was my dream, too. So when she told us, she said, I want you to get out here, and I want everybody to get out and try to save some souls, bring some souls, and probably speak about God to somebody. And so I was in Big Lots, and all of a sudden, I wanted to do beanies and everything else. I had all these brilliant ideas. I just saw socks. I just heard socks. And we started giving socks, and so everybody started calling it the Socks Ministry. So since we did other things like feed and people started giving us clothes, I turned around and named it Socks and Things. And even though my friend who started with me is deceased now, I still, you know, I'm still going out there. So that is some of the things we do that's important to me. And other things is like if there's concerts, I've started working with one of the technicians at KTYM, and we go out and we're doing concerts and things. Like we just had one, and your girl Marjorie was there, and she's awesome too. I want to say that.
She is.
Yeah.
Now, if artists or anybody wants to be on Go Gospel, if they want to keep up with you and reach out to you, tell them where they can reach out to Esther Taylor, the interviewer. I like how that sounds. The interviewer.
My name is Esther, and I am the interviewer. Yeah,
yes,
they can
you are.
Contact me. Thank you, Wanda. Anybody, you can contact me at 323-378-1757. Amen. Anytime, and to one, you know that they can call me anytime, and if there's anything I can do on this thing, you just let me know, and I will try to do it. I'll try my best. And the number again is 323-378-1757. And if you want to email me, you can email me at gogospelradio1460@yahoo.com.
And you can also check her out on Marketing Ministry, the network, at marketingministry.ning.com. She has her profile up there. She's a resource. So if you're an artist and you want to get your music played or you're looking for an interview and you meet her criteria, you can email her through us, and we'll make sure that Esther gets that information. Esther, I know you're always on the go, and I wish you could hang out with us for the full hour, but I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to bless our listeners. Again, I just thank you, and you know I love you, and I want our listeners to support Go Gospel Radio. You know, it airs every Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time because it's streaming from L.A., on the East Coast, I believe that's like 12:30 p.m., but, you know, that may be kind of late for a few of you guys, but you can make a sacrifice. So join Esther, support her show, and Esther, I sure hope that you come back and hang out with us again.
Oh, Wanda, I'd be glad to. Thank you, sweetie. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and enjoy the rest of your day. Go do your thing, girl.
You, too. Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Again, let's give a special marketing ministry thanks to Esther Taylor of Go Gospel Radio. I am so proud to call this woman my friend and my sister. She's phenomenal, and I thank her for hanging out with us today. And again, support her ministry. She comes on every Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. on KTYM. That's Pacific Standard Time. You can hit her up on marketingministry.ning.com. She has her profile there. We're getting ready for our second segment, which is, you know, he's a phenomenal man. He's doing it big. We're on Yes Lord Radio, Pastor Frank. I want to give a special shout out to a lovely lady that is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Tanya Dallas Lewis. I love you. Have a good day. She's in Houston right now, preparing to perform for the InSound Awards, so we send her a happy birthday. And in honor of her, before we start our next segment, we're going to play her latest single entitled Faults. So enjoy.
I'm so glad
you stayed, wondering me.
source to promote your vision and reach your target audience? IndustryBuzz3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to IndustryBuzz3Zs.com. Click on IB Rates for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. IndustryBuzz3Zs.com.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams. And in our first segment, we had the interviewer, Esther Taylor, with Go Gospel, and she was hanging out with us. And we thank God for her. Coming up, he's the man that's doing it big, Pastor Frank of Yes Lord Radio. We're waiting on him to call in. He should be joining us shortly, and he's going to tell us about everything that God is doing in his life. Again, I just want to thank you, the listeners, for supporting Marketing Ministries. We thank you for all that you do. Go out and check out and join our network. It's Marketing Ministry at www.marketingministry.ning.com. We want you to market your ministry. Also, check out some of our friends. Coming up in the month of August as well, we want to send out an early birthday greeting to Mr. Henry Harris of Spiritual One Internet Radio Station. He'll be celebrating his birthday on August the 13th. So everybody go to his website, support him, show him some love, and check out Spiritual One Internet Radio Station at www.spiritualone.com. Check out our friends from Gospel Innovations. They're doing great things, and these are all resources that if you are an artist or an author or, you know, trying to get your project out there in ministry, you can contact these people, and they will help you market your ministry. So we want to do everything to further advance the kingdom of God. We're going to take another short commercial break while we're waiting on our guest to call in, and we'll be right back. Tell everybody you're listening to Marketing Ministry, the radio show.
Glow Magazine. Ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small by providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And I'm Wanda Adams, your host, and we're starting our second segment today. And this man, he's doing it big for the kingdom. You can hear him every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Yes Lord Radio. He's none other than Pastor Frank. He is the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and he's an awesome psalmist. Earlier today when we opened up the show, you heard the Lord will make a way somehow, and I know people are tweeting and in our chat room stating that they like this song. So this was Pastor Frank, and he is in the building with us now, and so we're going to bring him on live and hear what he has to say to you. Hello, Pastor Frank.
Hello. How are you, Miss Adams?
I'm doing well. You know, I was worried about you, brother. You late.
Look, I'm not late. You gave me a wrong number. I had to run you down, but I found you.
I give you no wrong number. You know, that's okay. We're just going to tell the devil. We're going to tell the truth and shame the devil, but I'm just so glad that you're here now.
I am glad to be here. It is an awesome time for me, and I'm just glad to be here.
You know, I was playing your song earlier, The Lord Will Make a Way, and people were responding to that. They were like, I like this song. They were really picking up on your swagger. So it was just really ministering to some people, Pastor Frank.
Wow. That's incredible because I wanted to do something with that song for a long time. One of my favorites, you know, I heard Al Green put his, you know, soul classic ability on it, and that's something we wanted to do. And I said to myself, how can I take the Lord will make a way to put it in a format that a new generation and different people would listen to it and give it a chance? And so I got with some good producers, guy by the name of E-Class, guy by the name of C-Note. We went to the studio and we put it down. And, we had a great time, man. I love that song.
I do, too. Now, one of our standard questions here on Marketing Ministries that I ask everybody, and I'm going to ask you the same question, Pastor Frank, is what does ministry mean to you?
Ministry means everything to me because I grew up without a father. I grew up single mom. My dad left my mom when I was like a little bit less than a year old. My baby brother was in my mother's womb. And so we came up not having any type of fatherly identity passed on to us. Our mother taught us that we were loved and we were accepted, and she helped us to feel that way around everybody and every place we went. You know, she gave us this feeling that you belong. But, as far as who we were, we didn't have an identity. And it was only until I came into ministry, as far as walking into a fellowship, hearing the gospel preached, getting the benefits of a ministry, and someone putting time into me, that my life was changed, and we began to find out who we were, and we could get on course with God's plan for our life. So I look at ministry as God's ability to speak into your life and show you who you are. So ministry to me is everything, because the same impact it's had on me, I know that when I do what I do and when you do what you do and when the body of Christ, when we all come together and do what God has asked us to do, we really change lives and we really help people to see the purpose of the Creator creating them.
Absolutely. Now, we know that you do a weekly show on Yes Lord Radio entitled Doing It Big.
That's
now,
right.
Tell us a little bit about Doing It Big and how you came up with that name.
Well, Doing It Big was something that I and the guy, Roderick Warren, he's the CEO of Yes Lord Radio, we decided to put Yes Lord Radio together. And while we were doing it, initially we didn't even have a radio station. Isn't that wild? So we said we would put together blogs. So we started putting together a blog. He asked me what I wanted my blog to be. And I said, I wanted to be Doing It Big because people are doing it, but they're not doing it big. And, the difference to me was doing it on a level that would create maximum impact. And sometimes people do, and you got to start where you start. But ultimately, if you're going to impact the world, when Jesus has called us to impact the world, if we're going to impact the world, then we got to do it big, and we got to have a big mentality because we serve a big God, and He's expecting big things out of us. But that's how that all came about.
Now, who are some of the people that you have had the opportunity to interview on Doing It Big with Pastor Frank?
Lots of people. I'm trying to get you. If I could get you, I would feel like great. Yeah, for real. But we got a chance to interview Dathan Thigpen, who was on Sunday's Best this year. Guy out of California by the name of Keo. Incredible. Got an incredible song. Norma DeShields with DeShields Entertainment. We also got a chance. I got Forever Jones coming up this Thursday. Last week I was talking to Lisa McClendon. So we've been able to sit down and talk to a lot of people. All those archives are available for your audience just by going to yeslordradio.com/DIB.
And that's one thing that I really like about you, Pastor Frank, is though you interview some A-listers, you really are a platform for the independent artists.
I love them.
You give them the opportunity to showcase their music, and it's a quality interview. So
right.
We thank God for you, and we want everybody to go out and support Doing It Big on Yes Lord Radio, and that's at www.yeslordradio.com. Now, we also know that you are the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church there in Raleigh. Tell us a little bit about the ministry and what is going on with the church.
Well, the funny thing is I live in Raleigh. My wife is from Oxford. And we went to her hometown, Oxford, North Carolina, to plant this church. So we're really based out of Oxford, but Excel, we spell it with an X, X-C-E-L. It's what I call the best church this side of heaven. And not best in the sense of we're comparing amongst other churches, but I call it the best because we are doing the best we can with what we've got. and the level that God is allowing us to do it on. But Excel is, we are in the city. Our vision is simple, is very, very simple. We say we're here to reach the lost, equip the saints, and manifest Christ. That's what we're all about. You know, we believe that when churches are planted in cities, that everybody steps their game up. The old churches step it up because the new guy's in town. The new guy steps it up because he wants to impress the city. So everybody's quality of preaching the gospel and declaring the gospel gets better, and revival comes to a city through church plants. We're about 9 months old, and we're excited about what God has been doing, man. We're moving right ahead, and now we're going into phase two. We're ready to start doing some marketing and some promotions and some publicity. But we put together a nice core team, and we're excited about the possibilities of how God is going to help us do it big in a small town where a lot of people don't like to go to rural towns because they feel like there's no money there. Now, I planted in Burlington, North Carolina, which is kind of big. Then we planted in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is massive. And now we're right here in a rural city that's surrounded by a lot of cities, and we're trusting God to help us to reach Oxford, the surrounding cities, North Carolina, America, and then the world.
Amen. And I touch and agree with you right now, Pastor Frank.
Thank
that
you.
Everything that you set out to do, that God is going to allow it to manifest, because
thank
I
you.
Know your heart and the reason why you do what you do. Now, also, I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want to talk
okay.
about your latest single entitled You're the One.
Yeah.
Set us up for that.
You know, I'm going to set you up. I'm going to give you the real story on this song. The real story
right,
on this
on.
Song. You ready for this?
I'm ready for it. Come on, we're going to do it big. We're going to do it big today.
We're gonna do
on
it.
Marketing Ministries, the radio show.
Right here, right now, on Marketing Ministries, the radio show, I'm about to tell you the story of how the song You're the One came about. It came about because I went through a divorce. And, you know, a lot of people, I never knew this, but when people go through a divorce, it is crippling and so debilitating. It really hinders who they are. Everything they believed, somehow now they begin to question it. They begin to question their call, their ability. I know I went into I was like a walking dead man. And at that time, I was pastoring the second church that I was. And, you know, I was told, you know, by my ex, that, you know, this ain't what I signed up for. I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I would be preaching and she'd just be showing up to church. You know, it was just looking bad, Miss Wanda. It was looking bad. So
the way you said it, Pastor, right? Like, oh, you know, this was some raggedy stuff going on.
It's raggedy. It's looking bad. And you know what? It was more hurtful to me because so many young people, so many young couples had given their life and believed this gospel that we were preaching, and their lives were being changed and turned around. And I had to stand up before them and tell them what I had to tell them about the demise of my own marriage, that everything is not going to work out for us. I've given it the best I could. I've done everything possible that a man can do, but ultimately we're all free will agents, and I can't make us stay. This is not what she wants to do. I got to keep on going. But, you know, I said to myself, there was a song that I had written and that our praise team was singing, and it was You're the One. And I did not know that in my darkest hour, I was going to find out that he really was the one. He was the master, the savior, the creator, the father, the giver of all. And to let him know that he could take anything that's going on in your life, God can take anything that's going on in your life, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. He can reveal himself to you, show you who he really is, and help you to rebirth and to do again what he asked you to do initially. But that's where that song came from, You're the One, because finally I had to hit the ground and say, You're the one I'm living for till I'm done. You are the Son of God. I'll always be true to you. Master of all, giver of this call, you are. So we had to, I just had to lock it down, find out what was going on, get my bearings again, get this spiritual concussion out of my mind, and say, you know what? This is what I was born to do. This is what I was called to do. I got to get back in the game, get back in the kingdom, and do what God has asked me to do. But that's where it came from.
And now we're going to listen to You're the One by Frank Henderson. Enjoy.
you're the one I'm leaning for till I'm done. You are the Son of God. I'll always be true to you. King of kings and Lord of lords, you are all that I want from God. I'll always be true to you, to you.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we're hanging out today with Pastor Frank of Doing It Big on Yes Lord Radio, and we were just listening to his current single, You Are the One, available on iTunes, CD Baby. You can pick it up on Reverb Nation. Go out and show your support. Now, Pastor Frank, I love that song, and you gave us the backstory on it, and I would be remorseful if I did not say you took time out of your busy schedule today. Somebody very special in your life is having a birthday.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to your son.
Hey, what's up, Lil Frank Henderson? What's up, man? We down at Jelly Beans in Cary, North Carolina, doing the birthday party thing. So it's a blessing just to be here and we're doing this. And happy birthday, son. I love you.
Absolutely. And I thank you for taking time out your day to hang with us. Now, if people want to hit you up, if they want to buy your music, if they want to learn more about Pastor Frank Doing It Big and some of the other ministries that you have going on, how can they keep in contact with you?
Hey, the best thing people can do to reach me, just to reach out to me, they can hit up Wanda Adams.
That is true.
If they hit you, they got me. If they hit you, they got me, because when they hit you, I know you're going to forward it to me. You're going to talk to me. For those of you that don't want to talk to Wanda, you just want to come directly to me, even though I'm going to send you back to Wanda, look, go ahead and just give us a call at 919-345-4001. Also, you can hit me by right there at our church, xclpastor@gmail.com. That's xclpastor@gmail.com, and I'll forward that stuff back to Ms. Adams, and we'll get it taken care of.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you got to go, because I don't want to keep you away too long from the birthday celebration,
mm-hmm.
but if what words of encouragement would you want to give to our listeners regarding casting vision and allowing their dreams and their ministries to manifest?
Well, if I could tell them anything, it was something that happened to me this morning. I took off. I went to the barbershop. I was talking with my barber, and his name's Steve. He lives in a recovery house. He has an addiction that he's dealing with crack cocaine, and he goes strong for about a year. Then sometimes he falls off the wagon. But now he's learning the gospel. And even some of the things that they've been saying to him in their devotions, where they feel like God wants to be so hard on them that everybody that comes and talks to those guys at the recovery house, they're so hard on them because they say, you got to get together and you got to live right and you got to dot these I's and cross these T's. And now he's finding out through reading the book of Galatians and through our discussions that, you know what, God ain't really trying to do that. What God's trying to do is to let people know that I love you, I care about you. My blood has been shed. It can handle anything you've done. And if you will just come to me, I can reconnect you. I can connect you with life itself. I can make your life so sweet. Because so many people all around the world, Ms. Wanda, they get caught up. And I'm careful how I say this. They get caught up in church and the rituals and the routines and feeling like I got to do this right with God and I got to do that. But the truth of the matter, all you have to do is accept what Christ is offering, and that's life. That's giving him your life. He will reconnect you with God. And for all those people out there today that you feel like, you know, I'll never be good enough, and it's true, you never will be good enough, but you know what? Jesus was his best. He is the unblemished Lamb. And through a relationship with Christ, you can have a relationship with God that so transforms your world that nobody will ever believe you were who you were. But they'll only see what you are right now, and they'll give God glory because they'll see his light shining through your life. So give God a chance. Forget about religion. Forget about the rituals. Let's just give Jesus a try. And if you try Jesus, I think you'll find out that he's all right.
Amen. There's nothing I can say after that. Now, Pastor Frank, before I let you go, you know, our phone lines are open, and I see that we have a caller on the line that wants to ask you a question. Are you willing to take a question, sir?
I will. Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to bring those on the line, bring that person on the line before we let you go, and let them ask their question for Pastor Frank. So call from area code 301. You're on the line live with Marketing Ministry Radio Show. State your name and your question for Pastor Frank.
Good afternoon, Ms. Adams. Good
afternoon. Hey, Mr. Harris.
Good afternoon, Pastor Frank, doing it big. This is Henry Harris from Spirit Code One Christian Internet Radio. Yes, I have one question. I have one question only. Of course, I met Pastor Frank. We talked before, but I had a chance to spend some time down in Memphis with him at the Rhythm of God Award.
Right.
I got one question only, sir, and that is, how come we don't have that music that we're hearing on this show today playing on Spirit Code One?
Because you know what? We had to make sure that everything was put together right, and Ms. Adams handled that with the DVS, the media,
uh-huh.
all those names you guys know that I don't know. So actually, week is when everything is coming to you. It's coming to you this week.
Yeah, you're doing it right then. See, you're doing it right, and you're doing it
you
big because you're doing the things you need to do before you put it out there. Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Harris, I love you, man. I think the world of you. You are the man.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man, and I just want to call in. I appreciate Wanda Adams for having you on the show. You know, this is a very good show today.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. And Pastor Frank, can you do a special thing for me?
Yes.
On the August 13th is Henry Harris's birthday. Can you
sing his happy birthday to him
for me, please?
Yeah, let's do that. You can do that. Here we go.
Oh, I'm not going to sing because I want him to like me.
Happy birthday, Mr. Harris. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
and we're doing
awesome.
It big.
Yeah,
we're doing it big,
big,
Mr. Harris.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Oh, we just want you to know, Mr. Harris, that, and for all the listeners, I want you to know, Mr. Harris, and I know this is Frank's interview, but he won't mind me saying this, Mr. Harris is very instrumental in helping people with radio and getting their music out there and all the things that you need to do to order in order to have a solid foundation. So we just want to wish him a happy birthday, honor him, go to his website. We gave you a birthday shout-out earlier, and support Spiracle One and what they do.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
You're
Adam.
Welcome.
Please say to Pastor Frank.
Yes, sir. You my man.
You
my man.
Enjoy your day. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor Frank, so much.
Thank you.
Again, I'm going to have you back on the show. Time always runs out when you're having a good time. But check out Pastor Frank's music at www.frankhenderson.org. Again, www.frankhenderson.org. You can check him out on Marketing Ministry, the network, at www.marketingministry.ning.com. Tune in every Thursday at 10:30 a.m., 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're doing it big with Pastor Frank. He is putting it down. It's a phenomenal show. Book Pastor Frank for your events. You can just email us at marketingministrylive@.com. Pastor Frank, I appreciate you. Enjoy
yes,
your
ma'am.
Son's birthday party, and you continue to have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. Again, listeners, thank you for tuning in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Again, I want to send out a happy birthday to Tanya Dallas Lewis and to Mr. Henry Harris. Again, thank you for supporting Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Support us and join our network. And until next time, don't be afraid to cast your vision. Be blessed and be all you can be in Christ Jesus.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.